G'day, welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot. I wonder if you had a good Sunday in church. Wow, yes, you say, the message really hit home, and although made me conscious of my failings, I had the reassurance of forgiveness, but also the challenge to aim higher in my Christian life, today and throughout the week, to really live for Jesus. As for me, I was already conscious of my needs before yesterday, but God spoke clearly and plainly, and now I want to answer in the best way I can as I serve him today and throughout the rest of this week. God has done so much for me, and I really want to honor him as Lord in all aspects of my life. However, I realize anew and know that I need to keep in touch with his power and his wisdom in everything I do. Doing things God's way is all important to me. Now, if that's you, you sound like a mature Christian. And now God is doing a new thing in your life as you take your Christian life more seriously. Perhaps you are launching out on something you've never done before, a new venture. Maybe this is new to you, but countless others have passed this way before, and in launching out upon this new trail, you will need to share your vision and request others to help you realize your goals. Ask them to pray with you as well as advise you. A bit of a warning, but you may need to swallow your pride and listen to others. Elisha listened very carefully to Elijah before he departed from him. And in providing the cloak he owned, Elijah was passing on more than a mantle to keep Elisha warm, but in doing so was saying through his actions, "The same God I have served faithfully and obediently has equal power and even a double portion to give to you, Elisha, as you step out onto his chosen path for you." Yes, we have others to teach us and learn from, and the same Holy Spirit to guide and guard us today. It is true, we enjoy our comfort zone, but there are times when we are required by God to just simply step out and trust him in new experiences and see his powerful hand at work, both in us and through us. Yes, very scary at times. But what does the Lord promise us as we push out from the shore in faith? We see this in Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 5 to 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. May I encourage you to read and reread his promises to you. Watch and read in other places in Scripture for his will to be confirmed to you. Little by little, he will make it clearer to you as you rely upon him. Meanwhile, ask questions of others who have traveled this same or a similar path in the way that you are taking, and you will see a pattern developing as you obey him. Obedience and faith exercised always bring good results for the kingdom. Trust God. He will never disappoint you. Let's sign off today with a prayer. Dear loving Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful you are sovereign over everything in my life. I'm so pleased I can cast my cares upon you because you care for me. Yes, the future can be scary at times, but I am assured in your word that you are constantly saying to me, "Do not fear, only believe." It's not easy, Lord, but please calm my fears and strengthen my trust in you. Please carry me through as I trust in you and your almighty strength. I know your plan is for my success as I desire your will for my life and the extension and the building up of your kingdom here on earth. And we ask this, Father, through the name of your beloved Son, Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, who lives within us. Amen. Thanks for joining us on Partakers Monday Think Spot. Have a great day and a great week. See you again real soon. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where there is something added to help you as a Christian disciple in the 21st century. See you later.